Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. This would not be spouting out in your ears if it weren't for our fabulous sponsors. Indulge me for just a few seconds, please. Thank you to 34sp.com. They are web hosters. Oh, and also, if you use the code TLNA, you get 3 months free at 34sp.com. Big up the Gregorian! Richard Gregorian, of course, gelaw.co.uk. We're giving away some prizes at the moment on the show, and he paid for them. So thank you very, very much indeed. James and Mark Sommers from SommersWasteSolutions.com, the one-stop place for all of your waste needs. They can save you money. And here's the thing, they can probably make your company greener as well. SommersWasteSolutions.com. And finally, Nick and Zeus and the team at Poseidon Safety Management. Check them out on Twitter at Poseidon Safe. They're getting a little bit fruity on there. I suspect they'll be booted off at some point. They are making Devon and Cornwall safer. Ladies and gentlemen, on with the show. No smooth way of doing that.
No, so you just have it like this.
There is no smooth way of doing it. And it really isn't focusing on us. Bloody thing. It's focusing on the background and having us partially in focus. Now, I've got rid of that light. Now, maybe we're in focus now. Maybe we're in focus now. Maybe we're in focus now. Maybe we're in focus. I'm going to guess. I don't want people to say it's all right. I want people to say, yes, you're in focus, or no, you are not in focus. Did Sommers correct their website? We're going to check. Oh, we're going to check. We've got sad news, but exciting news. Sad news is we got Sommers for this week and next week. Okay, and they were one of our first sponsors, and then they're leaving us. Boy, oh boy, we're going to send them off in style.
Oh, yes.
We're going to send those guys off in style. Thank you, James and Mark, for the support. So we got them with us this week and next week. That's the sad news. How is that good news? I'll tell you why it's good news. It means from the week after, it may not be that from maybe 2.5 weeks, we got space. We got sponsor space, and we haven't had a sponsor space for ages. I need to double check the dates, because I think the week that's after Sommers go,
yeah,
it's Viz.
Right.
I think, and we've got Viz for a week, and then we've got space. So, guys, we got a week and a half of Sommers. Boy, oh boy, we're gonna celebrate those sons of guns.
So, if you were thinking about it, now, it's time to strike.
Now is the time. Let's move that down there so people can see it. So now is the time to strike. There's the email at the bottom of the screen, and that is the email to contact us for anything that you want to contact us for.
Oh, and people do.
People do. People do. It certainly is the hotline for people that have been blocked on mm-hmm. here. They tend to contact. Are we in focus? And I don't just say yes or no. The mics always seem to be in focus. I mean, they're great mics. Is it focusing on the mics? If you go down there, are we more in focus now? I think we might be. Jafford, thank you. I don't want it's all right, and I don't want yes. You are in focus. Yet. I think you are in focus. You are both beauts. That is not up for debate, Merry Mint. That is not even
it's
a
usually
question.
Better when it's fuzzy, to be honest. If you
that is not even a question. Lance says we're both in focus. Lance is a mod. Lance is in my top 10 mods. Top 10 of
we haven't
mods
got 10, have we?
Yeah, I know. Marty McFly is here for the Roots and the Swears. Go and F yourself, you jerk.
There you go.
And we are in focus and you can hear us.
My mic apparently is still taking focus.
Okay. That can't take focus now. Who said that, first of all? Blanco. Who the hell is Blanco?
Don't know, but they're 1976, so they're of age.
Because I've got... Right, here we go. Now we're in focus. Maybe because I'm leaning forward. I lean forward a bit because I have a longer neck. If you can see. You can see. Can you lean towards me and stretch your neck so you can see the length of the neck from here to here?
I've got quite a long neck compared to the rest of my stature. Anyway, it's fine.
Here we go, guys. Oh, that's nice, Bod Not Bod. I wish I could afford to purchase a sponsor slot for a non-business thing. Just make it so there's a slot each night for Be Nice or It's All Okay.
Oh.
I like that. But you haven't got the money, so it's not okay. No, I'm joking. I like that. Green is Kath's best colour. She doesn't own the colours. I don't know who's told you that, Satchmo. She does not own the colours. And it's always a very, very dangerous game when Catherine wears green, because all we have to do...
You're a very peevish man. Why would you do this?
All we have to do
Why?
Is we go here...
Why, though?
And let's just... hang on a minute. You've got a funny... You're wearing a funny green.
It's khaki. So I'm hoping you're going to have some trouble here.
I don't have any trouble. I never have trouble. Here we go. Here we go. Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh, so it was in the olden days.
You might have beaten the system.
Yes. There's a reason soldiers wear this. It's to stop people fiddling with their image.
You've beaten the system.
Yeah, yeah.
I will not be... Oh, hello? Hello? Why was there mini us there? Hello? Okay. The system will not be beaten.
Oh, God.
No, the system will not be beaten. Hang on.
Just leave me alone. Why'd you have to...
I'm not allowed to touch you legally by law.
Mm, why'd you have to mess? Why'd you have to mess with me?
It should. You should just be able to... is that magenta? Oh, look.
No.
Look at me. I'm like Cuba. Custom. You're so screwed now, baby. What do you reckon? Down about here. Oh, hello? Hello? Where have we gone? Oh! Oh! That looks inappropriate, doesn't it? That looks very inappropriate. It's like...
yes, let's not do this.
There we go, here we go, here we go. We're getting... That's a look, though, isn't it? That's not appropriate. That is inappropriate. Key colour. No, we're not doing that. I don't want that. What I want to do...
Just leave me
here
alone.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Just leave me alone, man. Why are you messing?
Leave me alone! Here we go, right. Now, I should be able to put... Oh, I should... Let's try it with share. Should... If I put share there, and if I put share behind it, there's ghost share. Share's a ghost.
If you just spent 5 minutes messing with my shirt so you could make ghost chair.
Yeah. That's exactly what I've done. Great start to the show, guys. Keep it up, says Jimmy. I think that's sarcasm. Let's go and have a look. We've changed the position of Big Boy Cam.
We've got two cams on him now, haven't we?
No. Oh. Well, one is a personal private camera that you cannot have access to.
Private camera.
The sofa at the back, he's under there. Those are not his eyes you can see.
No.
Those are not his eyes that you can see. But we're going to be watching that all night, guys. We're going to be watching that all night. Let's go straight to the phones. Big night tonight. Very big night tonight. Good evening, caller. Okie dokie.
And?
That's the start of the show. That is the start of the show.
That was the ghost of Harry Secombe.
Are those his shoes we can see? No, they're not. They're Catherine's shoes. Mm. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. 0203-286-6370. Several questions here. Blanco says, has Paul been in touch? No. That call, the calls from yesterday, will be on YouTube probably Friday, entitled, Are Paul's Calls Balls? You decide. And then someone says, have you...
We have done some research today and we've come up with absolutely no trace of Paul.
Have you frozen your orange?
Yes.
We have oranges in the freezer. I hope you do too. I hope you do too.
Hello.
Good evening. So you said to look out for the sign that I should call in to be able to give my second complaint.
Yes.
And last night during the great previous show hunt that we all went on, you played one of my previous calls.
Yeah.
But it was new callers only last night.
Yep.
So I was polite. I didn't break that rule.
Thank you.
But I'm thinking that was the cue. Am I right?
No, you're wrong. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number if you want to give us a call.
I'd like to make a complaint about that complaint call. I think it was ill-advised.
We did. I put out some topics yesterday on Twitter because it was going to be new callers only. And it was what a show last night.
Oh, it was new callers only, but one of the new callers insisted he'd called before.
He was not a new caller. Mm. Where we go? So I put some topics out because I know that sometimes that makes people feel a little bit more comfortable calling in.
They almost always ignore them.
Yes. But on Twitter, loads of people replied to one of the topics. It's one that we did before on BBC Three Counties, right, when the show was awful.
Mm.
And the way I remember it, the show was so bad, I went, oh, my God. Oh, no. Someone phoned in and said they'd nearly run over Elton John.
Yes.
And so we did a phone in. I said, right, that's the show, thinking we get no calls. What celebrities have you nearly run over?
Yeah.
The show just took off completely. I think we even dropped guests because we were getting so many phone calls on that. And it was so much fun. So that is one of the topics that I put out yesterday. And we got loads of calls. So I put out. So these are some things. If you want topics to call in with, here are some topics. You don't need them.
You can also ignore them.
The biggest waste of money. And you can interpret these however you want. That pet hates me. Stuff you stole and nearly run over a celebrity.
Okay.
So, should we go through these and alternate? You go first.
Okay. So what? Paddy says, I ran over Wayne Sleep's foot in a Tesco car park. The funniest pirouette I've ever seen.
Mugger Harris says, I nearly ran over Stephen Hawkins in Oxford. Now, there was a reply to that one.
Mm.
Oh, no, but it hasn't. That's not there. For some reason, it's in a slightly funny order. Okay, where you go?
I am not a new caller.
This is fake Sheila.
But if you open the lines up later, not quite your topic, but I was nearly run over by a celebrity. In classic Sheila style, completely...
Call us.
...bulldozing through the parameters and tantalising us, but not really giving us any meat.
You know, says, if this whole frozen oranges thing is just a massive troll on Gatford, I'm here for it. Okay. Sarah Lomas says, I have been run over by a nun. She wasn't a celebrity, though.
No, but she could have been that nun that murdered Sarah.
Could be, yeah.
What about a celebrity that ran over me, says Dave, just Dave, not in a car, and gave me a black eye. I was filming Gordon Brown coming to my college, old style video camera with a viewfinder. I got on his non-working eyesight and he didn't see me, so barged right into the lens of the camera.
Adam says, now these are two extremes, an American sex symbol and a British sex symbol. See if you can guess which is which. I was nearly run over by Gail Tilsley in Alderley Edge.
Oh, posh.
And Jane Fonda in Bellevue, Manchester. Those are two.
Yeah.
I mean, and I would you imagine that with Gail.
I would imagine that Fonda was more Alderley Edge than Bellevue, but there we go.
In that, if any of these people are watching, I'm not Jane Fonda or Gail Tilsley, it's a long shot. Any of these people who tweeted us these, 0203-286-6370 is the telephone.
Bellevue reminds me, my grandparents used to talk about Beaulieu all the time. Beaulieu, Beaulieu, Beaulieu. And I used to think, oh, that sounds like a very French sort of place. Yeah. Beaulieu.
Yeah.
It was Buell Hill, okay. Apparently.
we got another one here, yeah, from Creekside.
I nearly ran over Garth Crooks in 1982.
Yorkshire Gooner says, my husband nearly ran over Kirsty Allsop in North London in his lorry.
Gosh. Jeremy Brown very nearly once reversed into the Aphex Twins. A lot of near misses.
I saw a celebrity nearly get run over. He was out celebrating a last-minute England call-up.
Oh. Ooh, tantalising. Quentin Tarantino ran over my foot with a baggage cart in LAX. That's so Tarantino.
I nearly hit Les Dennis in the forecourt of an SO.
Gosh. I ran into and hit Nick Ross from Crime Watch, says Dylan Roberts. Not in a car, just running outside St Martin's in the field. He was very nice about it.
And Julio says, I ran over Noel Gallagher's daughter with a trolley in Waitrose. I was trying not to look at him. Now, there were some more. Someone mentioned nearly running over someone in Oxford.
Yeah, wasn't that apropos the Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, but that reply seems to have been deleted. And Wee Lad says, I ran into Rick Wakeman the other day, 14 stitches.
We've talked to Rick Wakeman, haven't we? What a jolly nice man he was.
Lovely guy. Very, very lovely guy. Love that guy.
So what we're saying is we hope the stitches were yours and not his.
So that is a topic. But you can also... biggest waste of money... that pet hates me. Anything you want. Tonight's show is sponsored by Poseidon Safety Management. We've got other sponsors. We'll mention them later. But Stephen Todd said, I sat next to Benny from Crossroads on a bus. We'll do that. Celebrities on public transport. We will do that. But okay. I would prefer phone calls.
Yeah. I can give you Chloe from Geordie Shore. And my pet hates me. My sister's cat used to get me alone in rooms and attack me. And then feign... innocence.
I tell you what as well, because we have got latenightalternative@gmail.com, I will also take crap pictures of you with celebrities that we can show. Maybe you try to do a little sneaky selfie with their back turned and you can go, look, that's actually Johnny Depp. Or maybe you just, it's completely out of, you got your mum to take it and it's completely out of focus. Crap pictures of you with celebs, please.
Can we broaden it out? Because I helped my friend take a sneaky selfie over her shoulder yesterday because we went out. She's working from home.
Oh, yes.
We went out for lunch, which I don't think is against the rules, actually. You should be allowed to go and get lunch, right?
When you're working from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went out and we didn't take the Mickey. We didn't have a Leo Sayer all day or anything like that. So we were out eating and she looked over her shoulder at one point and discovered that the table next to the table next to us was occupied by her HR manager.
Yeah.
And she kind of shrunk in her chair a bit. She went, it's my HR manager right there. And I went, yeah, but she's out as well. Yeah. So it's a bit like, you know, someone going, oh, I saw you in the strip club. Yeah, you were in the strip club too, mate. So obviously, to mark the occasion, she had to take a sneaky selfie and she was trying to do it like this. In the end, I took the picture for her, and there is a lovely picture of my friend's half face and then a zoom in on the HR manager. Sometimes it has to be done.
Jim, you can phone in about that. Fizbin says, Josie Lawrence called me an effing B in front of an audience once. Wow.
Gosh. Okay.
Hello, caller.
Oh, hello. I'm phoning up. Oh,
nah.
No, you're not, mate. No, you're not.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
that isn't Mr. Good Evening, but that's a guy. It might be Mr. Good Evening, actually. In fact, I think it is. It sounds remarkably like him. Guy took to court for being an absolute bell cheese.
And now what will happen is, probably later on tonight, we'll get...
an abusive email.
An abusive email.
With bad grammar.
Yeah, followed by another one very close to it.
Yeah. I always get sacked from everywhere.
And then usually summing up the show in a way that makes it sound bloody brilliant, to be honest.
It does make it sound brilliant. Jim!
Hello. Oh. So... I was at university in Birmingham, in Edgbaston.
Well done.
And I was walking from my halls of residence to the main campus. And mm-hmm. there's a pedestrian crossing there. That's Basil the dog just barking at you.
Wow.
And as I was crossing the...
Basil the dog sounded like a person going, whoa.
Sounds like Shell.
Yeah, whoa.
As I was crossing across the zebra crossing, this car came bombing out of nowhere and I literally had to dive out the way. The person in the passenger seat waved out the window and said, sorry. And along the side of the car, it said, Bristol Street Motors provides this car for Brian Lara. And the person in the passenger seat was Dwight York.
I don't know who those men are.
Sportmen.
Sportmen. West Indies captain of cricket and... a centre forward who played for Man United and Aston Villa.
Okay, sportsmen.
Yeah, proper ones.
And are you a fan of those sportsmen?
No, didn't like either of them.
Okay.
Especially not after they nearly killed me.
No. I haven't ever been nearly run over by a celebrity. I once had Tucker Jenkins say hello to me because I'd been on telly. There's a thing, Jim. Once you've been on telly... for a little while, if you see other celebrities, you're allowed to just say hello to each other. You can just say hello. And I learnt that when Tucker Jenkins walked past me at the roundabout in Muswell Hill and went, all right, mate. All right, mate.
Wow. Was he Martin? Oh, whoa. Cher, quiet. Was he Martin Fowler by then?
He was Martin Fowler at that point.
Wow.
Yeah. And then one of the League of Gentlemen stopped me to have a chat with me.
Which one? Tall one?
No, round one.
Oh.
Moonface guy.
I like him.
Thank you for that, Jim.
Thank you.
Tatty buys. 0203 286 6370.
So basically, this is turning into near fatal brushes with celebrity.
Yeah. A lot of them are coming in on the chat. We'll do a few on the chat, but call in. Here's the thing. You can Skype in if you want. You don't have to show us your face if you don't want it. It's nice, but you don't have to. You can Skype TLNA, Pemberton, that was it, thank you. Or you can call in. There's like a normal telephone, 0203 286 6370. And also, if you have crap pictures of celebrities or hiding from people, latenightalternative@gmail.com. It's got in great danger of turning into an actual show. Oh, while we're doing business, a little bit of business. Tomorrow, it's that silly quiz thing
that we do.
It's that silly quiz thing that we do. It's going to be on the front page of UK Twitch. So I'm expecting big, big numbers. Huge numbers. It's a quiz, me versus Catherine. It's 1-1 so far. You set the questions. And they can be anything, right? It can be a quiz. It can be one question. It can be a yes-no game. It can be a... what happened next video clips. I think Neil is calling in to play the DVD version of Play Your Cards Right. It can be anything.
Yes.
Okay, so think, if you just got a question that you want to, you know, who buzzes first, that's fine. But just think maybe a little bit more creative. We've got visuals. We can do all kinds of stuff. So we're doing that tomorrow night. It's the whole show.
We've had an email through with a crap selfie. And
this is from...
We basically need one more to complete the set.
Here we go. So I'm going to open this up. Do you? Oh, Pete, this is exactly what I'm after, right? Exactly, because I don't know which one's which.
Okay.
You read the email and then we'll go to
it. But I'm not going to say who it is because I think people should guess.
Because I can't tell from that.
Pete says, hi, guys, enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Thought I'd email you with a really rubbish image of me, and can you guess who? It was taken on my old phone, which was not the best, and clever me, I put the light directly behind us. Laughing face. But who is it, everyone? Who is it, chat?
Who is that celebrity? Who is that? Who's moving that so that...
Jason Statham? No, it's not Peter
who
Davidson.
Who is that celebrity, guys? Did you really see me at a bootleg stall in Camden, Dave? Is that true? Is that true? Chris Whitty?
Pillsbury says he saw you at taking your bike test.
Oh, did you? Dominic Cummings, John Tickle. John Tickle. A lot of people saying Whitty. No, not Bruce Lee. It's not Dredge. Jason Donovan. I can see Donovan. Go on, Catherine. Do you want? Oh, here we go. We've got it.
Yeah. So is Funkin' Buzz, and so is Jim Bowen. It's Mark Gatiss.
Mark Gatiss, ladies and gentlemen.
We have another. Mark.
Oh, this is a show.
We have another.
This is a show. Sorry, guys, if you are not a subscriber.
I just remembered I did take a sneaky shot of someone when I went to the Lake District and I came out of the loo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who was that?
It was the guy that used to be in Brookside as used to be Damon Grant.
Oh,
and we've been watching that.
Scrub it up and sell it.
Yeah. And I took a very fuzzy picture of him. I don't think I've still got it. A very fuzzy picture of him in a pub, looking directly at the camera, knowing exactly what I was doing.
Pillsbury says, yes, I was your examiner, were you? Dave says, yep, early 2000s. Now, which stall was it? And I'll tell you why. So Camden Market, so there was basically one stall. It probably wouldn't have been this one, because this was in the early 90s, mid-90s, late-90s this happened, mid-90s. I got caught stealing from it.
What?
I got caught stealing from a bootleg. I was well into my bootleg CDs. And I bought a couple of bootlegs from there. And I'd stolen one from there successfully. I feel terrible saying this. It was a bootleg store. And I just did the thing where I took a CD out, looked at it, looking at it, and just put it in my bag, got another one, and went, nah, don't worry. And it worked. Right? So next week, of course, I thought, well, I'm having some of that. Oh, sorry. Sorry if you may not know that what's the rest of the story, because you could be watching adverts. So the next week I thought, I'm doing that, right? And so I'm holding this CD. And I'm sort of looking at it. And I go to put it in my bag and get another one. And then the guy on the next door went, excuse me, you just stole a CD.
Well, arguably, bootlegging is stealing.
Thank you. That was not my argument. And I just was mortified. I went, I'm so sorry. And I put it back and I ran off. So sorry. The one that used to be on the slope. Oh, so not in the market.
Oh, so you didn't need that confession, but you got one anyway.
No, I confess anything. You know me, I'll confess anything. I love confessions. Right, we had another picture, did we? Let's have a little look.
We got Big Boy.
Oh, Big Boy.
Well spotted.
Who spotted that? Here we go, look at him.
Big Boy is eating.
Here we go. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, look at that little face. This is beautifully placed, by the way.
Thank you, Catherine.
I am slightly concerned he's going to pee in my pumps, but I'd take one for the team.
I don't think he will, Catherine. I scented it already. Look at that. You can hear us. Big Boy!
Whatevs, I'm starving.
He's getting his nosh on, isn't he? Getting his nosh on.
Isn't he gorgeous?
Get your nosh on. I'm saying nosh on because I just want to test the level of the mic so we go up a little bit, I think. He's beautiful. Look at him. Hello, mate. This is exciting.
He has got a big, fluffy face.
A big, fluffy face.
Mm-hmm. Not as big as my cat's, though, eh?
Oh, so I went round to Cass today to see her cat. And it's not a euphemism, but filthy. Why? Hang on, we should be able to. Where are we? There we go. Hello. Hello, Big Boy. Big Boy, you're such a good boy. I'm going to come and whisper in your ear. No, come back.
He can hear you.
Big Boy. Big Boy. Big Boy. Look at this, man. Look at this. He's loving that. He's eating well today. He's eaten well.
Good. He must be feeling a bit better.
Yeah. That room stinks so much, though.
It smells very earthy.
It's horrible. I think he's pissing somewhere because he's not pissing in the litter tray. It might be he's just not pissed because he's a bit nervous. It can take a while for things like that to settle down. But he's definitely pooing, but he's not pissing. What happens when you walk in there when he's eating? He'll just disappear under the sofa. He'll disappear. Look at that. What a beauty.
Someone chucked him out. He's only 18 months old, do you reckon?
Yeah, little baby. Oh, by the way, we're getting some great, great emails in with celebrity pictures. We'll have those in a second. This is too good to miss.
He's going to go.
He's off. Look.
Don't you dare, mate. Don't you dare.
What a stunner. The next thing will be when I'm sat in there and I look down and I see he's on the floor. That'll happen. Yeah. That's what happened with all the cats. Happened with Velvet. This is gold, isn't it, Dave? This is gold. Big boy. Look at that. I can't wait to brush
it. Right, off he goes.
Can't wait to brush it. Now, that
window... I like his socks.
That window at the back, he goes up there and looks out. And you might be able to see, right at on the right of the sofa at the back, there's a black rectangle. I've got my speakers up there. I do have a piano, yeah. I'll play it for you. I'll go and play it for you one night. And he pulls the front off the speakers. And I have photos of my kids up behind there as well. And he knocks all those down.
Yeah, protest.
Gatford says, so glad I invented CatCam for this girl. But you didn't... Gatford... You invented cat cam, you didn't invent BB cam. That was my invention, so sorry, mate.
He's just sitting there at the bottom right of the sofa, see him?
Yeah, he's there. He's having a wash, and he's having a wash out from under the sofa. All right.
This is good.
This is great.
This is progress.
This is great. I hope you're enjoying this, everybody. We lost 550 viewers there, but that's fine. Right.
Heartless, they were.
Alistair, you absolute piece of trash. This is Alistair's contribution. I'm going to say it. I look great there. Short hair and a tash. I look absolutely great there. That's before I invented COVID.
Yeah.
Is it raining?
Yes, I think it is.
Okay.
Either that or Big Boy's weaning my trainers.
Okay. So, oh, don't tell me this doesn't work again. Oh, you absolute piece of trash. Why does this... Streamlabs, Stream Deck is an absolute piece of crap. I reprogrammed this the other day, so it should work. And it... Have I unplugged it?
Have you kicked it out?
It's not a case of it being kicked out. No, it's plugged in. What if I unplug it?
Oh.
And then plug it. Hang on. What piece of crap? It took me ages to reprogram this and it didn't work. Hello, computer. Hello. Oh, that of rubbish. You've got to leave these things 10 seconds. Okay, that's not going to work. That's rubbish. Right. The email is latenightalternative@gmail.com. Stop sending pictures of me looking young and fit, as I do here. Look how slim I am. And I'm not even breathing in then. I'm not even breathing in. I'm not even breathing.
Was that on a visit to the DeWitt Dojo?
Yeah, I was training with that's my sensei. That's Stephen, he's my sensei. Right. Celeb photo, although this is dead sexy.
Oh,
stop sending.
I know what that was.
Me.
That was us waiting for McDonald's.
That was us waiting for McDonald's. Look, we ordered. This is why you should come to live shows when you have the chance, right? Because we were doing a live show at Rabbit Hole in Manchester.
Yeah.
And we ordered a McDonald's for everyone. And that's us outside. That's a great picture, though.
It's great. Black that and white makes everything look arty, doesn't it?
Yeah. It really
that
does.
Was outside Affleck's.
What happened to him?
That guy.
I can't remember his name.
Yes, you can.
Dom. What happened to Dom?
He still pops up now and again.
I've not seen Dom for ages. Dom was number one fan. Here we go. Mm. All right, here we go. I would never do a beard without a moustache. No.
What, like Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, this is a great one.
This was just before this listener was murdered. Guys, part of a spree.
We asked for crap pictures, right? This is a great picture. Look at that. Brian Hillman, ladies and gentlemen.
Richard Hillman.
We had him on Rise once, and he was such a nice guy. Who did he played the sexy teacher in Grange Hill, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, he played a sexy teacher in Brian Capron, that's his name. He's like the British guy from Breaking Bad. They should remake Breaking Bad with him.
Okay.
Mr. Hopwood, thank you, Joe, and thank you, Rich.
Meanwhile, the guy he's with looks a little bit like he could be in Boyzone or something.
He does.
Looks like an amalgam of them.
Of all of them.
Yeah.
Wonder, could someone, there must be a link. Hang on, let's find a link. I'm going to type in all of Boyzone's, how do you spell Boyzone? Boyzone's faces morphed into one.
Wow.
Images.
Yeah, no.
Can someone find a picture of all of Boyzone's faces morphed into one, please? That's Roger Daltrey, look. Right.
That's not Roger Daltrey.
That's Roger Daltrey.
No, it isn't. Says it's Martin Page.
Picture on the right is Roger Daltrey.
No, it's not.
Lead singer with The Who.
Come on.
Lead singer with the Brexit Boys. The Brexit Boys!
It looks like the artist formerly known as Bruce Jenner.
Okay, we've got more of these. Let's go... we're only showing crap pictures now.
Oh!
That's not right. That's not a crap picture. Michael Ironside is a good one. I photobombed Ringo. He didn't even...
Lino, you crazy fool.
I'm tempted to just show that and show your email address so you can receive abuse.
Yeah, look.
That's Ringo Starr photobombing Topol. Lino's so close to getting a permaban. Honestly, what actually...
It's either a permaban or there should be an extra seat.
Right, let's go through...
Oh, Big Boy's back.
Oh, Big Boy's back. He's going behind the TV. I think that might be where he's pissing. Lino's not my greatest troll, he's my worst troll. Why is my stream deck... My stream deck has just completely given up the ghost now. What's a crock of... Why is that so rubbish? Right. Hang on a minute. Sorry, I've just showed that thing. You can't see it. Yes, you can. Right, I'm not showing any more pictures of me and Catherine now. I'm only showing crap pictures of celebrities. Here are the remains of Bobby Gillespie's cup of tea. My elderly boss's wife kept telling him he looked thin and tried to force feed him crisps. Felt too embarrassed to ask him for a photo after he tolerated potato-based harassment with such grace. Okay, we're not showing that. Shut up, man.
That is actual Robert Plant.
Shut up, man. Right, Catherine, you want to read this bad boy out?
Yeah. It says...
You're going to have to read it from your thing, won't I?
One moment, please, everybody.
Shut up, man.
Please hold.
We're going to take a break after this because this is tough to top.
Yes. Hang on, let's have a look here. Here. This is from James. Rob, he says, the title of this is Rob Plant, not even Robert, it's Rob, singing at mine and Jenna Actually's wedding. Rob drank in my parents' pub in Kidderminster and was kind of a family friend. He was invited to our wedding but was supposed to be touring the States. Tour was ended early and he rocked up in his Wolves training kit and insisted he sing. He got me up to do a blue stumble improv, but I just kept drunkenly saying, I don't know the words.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Plant singing at his wedding. Fantastic. We'll take a break. I want crap pictures. That's quite a crap picture, considering it's Robert Plant. But I want crap pictures, please. No more pictures of us. That is very, very...
Darren!
Because this doesn't work. Does anyone know why Stream Decks would stop working? I've got the pictures back up. But it seems like every time I get it set, you have to reset... Oh, there we go. Now it works.
Right. There's an ace picture here.
Right, last one for a while. Last one
this
for a while.
This is Peter Moores, right? And I want, again, I'm going to open this up to chat and see if you can work out who we're looking at and who they are. Okay.
Okay, there we go. Let's open this up.
Here we go.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay. Peter Moore.
Yours was a good picture, Stu. That's the thing. We're looking for actual pictures.
This is great. This is a stealth picture and they've missed the moment, right? We are looking at the fella in the Czech shirt. Chat. Who do you think it is?
Oh, I thought it was that lady who was, is it Silent Witness? Not Silent Witness.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
No, ignore Helen Mirren there.
Helen Mirren. No. It's this guy here.
Ignore Kathy Dennis closer to camera.
Oh, okay. All
right. We're looking at the guy with the Czech shirt. It's not Badly Drawn Boy.
Okay, let's...
Okay, it's not Matt Berry.
Okay, let's... How do we...
It's not Jack Whitehall. We've got a correct answer.
How do we get in there? I can't get in there. Okay, let's we're zooming in, right? Oh, no, I don't want to... No, hang
nice
on.
Boots.
Wanna,
sturdy.
No, I don't want to do that. Undo that. I want to zoom in up here.
Yeah. There. You know who that is.
This is it. No.
Not Kathy Dennis.
This guy here.
This fella. You know who it is?
Go on, who is it?
King of the North, Jon Snow. It's Kit Harington.
I've absolutely no idea who that
well,
is.
Well, if you watch Game of Thrones, you would know. Jon Snow. I mean, you're telling us that's who it is. It could be anyone, really, but I'm pretty...
All right, we're going to go back to some more of
I'm
those
pretty open to that being him.
We're going to go back to some more of those in a bit. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number. If you want to give us a call. I don't know. I've never seen Game of Thrones.
I loved it.
Focusing in.
I loved it.
Never seen it. I don't like dragons and I'm not that mad on boobs. If it was bums.
Dragons, boobs. They'd have dragons and boobs in one bit and then they'd have fighting in the next episode and vice versa.
People are saying you know nothing, Ian Lee. I'm guessing that's a quote from it because people are saying it a lot. Either yeah. That. Okay. All right. Well, you're idiots. Everyone that's typed that is an idiot. Roger, Jason, Fizbin, you're all idiots.
I agree with you, Mark. It was a disappointing finale.
They always are, so I don't bother with this crap.
It was good, though. It was so good.
Saturday, midday. If you've got Amazon Prime, come join me. Lost Revisited. We're going to do a group party time. What do they call it? Group preview.
No.
Party watch.
A watch party.
Watch party of the first episode of Lost, right? And I'm going to record it, and I'm going to record, because I'm doing this Patreon, I'm doing some different podcasts, and one of them is going to be Lost Revisited. So I'm going to record me talking about it. I won't put out the whole audio of me watching the show, because that'll break copyright. But do a little intro. We'll watch it. I'll kind of stop it occasionally, maybe just to throw something in. And then we'll talk about it afterwards, and you can phone me up about it afterwards, and it'll probably be the phone calls that will be the first episode of Lost Revisited. If you've never seen Lost and you're planning on watching it, you're welcome to join us, but there will be throws forward. There will be throws forward, because a lot of what apparently some of the earlier stuff refers to some of the later stuff, and so if I can spot those connections, I will be joining those connections up. So that's going to be a new podcast. If you want to get that podcast 10 weeks before anybody else, Patreon.com/IanLee. Patreon.com/IanLee. And then it will be released about 10, 12 weeks later. As a freebie, but that is the thing. 0203 286 63. So if I just press that, that should do that. Yeah, good. All right. 6370 is the telephone number.
Yeah.
You tried to watch parties today. It didn't let you pause it. Tommy G, were you hosting the party? Tommy G, were you hosting the party? I should have called the podcast. We have to go back. We have to get back to the island. But Tommy G, were you hosting the party? You were hosting it and you couldn't pause it.
Oh, dear.
Ouchers.
That throws a Spaniard in the works.
It doesn't massively. It may actually make things run smoother because then you can just kind of talk over the top. I'm assuming you can see. You'll see me. You'll see a picture of me in the corner, right? Because then I can talk over the top of it a bit. If you can't pause it, that's fine. And then we talk about it afterwards and we'll take phone calls and stuff. And then I'm going to try and get some special guests in throughout the week. So I'm going to try and get Geeky Tom and Paul, whose last name I can't remember, who did the Lost podcast with me. And I'll see if I can get some of the actors and some of the writers and producers. Mm-hmm. See if we can get some of those guys to come back on and talk about it. See if we can get those guys to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's how I want to.
Sounds good. Although, you know, you did say it's got a disappointing finale.
Yeah, maybe I'll appreciate better. But it's the journey. The episode when you realise Desmond is tripping through time. Oh, my God. That was just... That's the greatest episode of any TV show I've ever seen in my life, where Desmond's travelling through time.
I don't think I was in it by then.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's because you get flashbacks, right?
Right.
You get all the flashbacks. Yeah. You get Desmond's flashback, right?
Is Desmond the large fella?
He's the Scottish fella. That's Hurley. Oh, brother. He was in season two. You wouldn't have seen him.
No.
And so it's his flashback. And he's going to buy an engagement ring for Penny. Hello, darling girl. And he goes into the shop. There's this old woman. And he goes to buy the engagement ring. And he goes, I think I'll leave it.
Oh.
And she goes, no. I think you really want this ring. He goes, nah. I think we're going to leave it. And she holds his hand. She says, Desmond, you always buy the ring.
Oh,
maybe now.
Oh, I might be in. We need to watch the rest of Russian Doll.
We do need to watch the rest. Yeah, spoilers. Spoilers on a 16-year-old television series.
You've had 16 years. Come on now. Make a decision.
No, Hurley didn't sing Somewhere of the Rainbow. That was Lamala Salakana Dulabaza. You know that guy?
Yeah.
You know the guy, the Hawaiian guy? I can play that.
Okay, I believe you.
As well as him.
Oh. Well, he can now, yeah. He's no longer with us. I can play.
Is he not?
No.
Well, in that case, it's time to steal his throne. Where is my ukulele? As the correct pronunciation. It's the correct pronunciation. Catherine, where is my ukulele?
I don't know.
What does ukulele mean?
Little noise.
Nope.
Big noise.
Nope.
It means trouble.
It's like jumping bug.
Oh, ukulele.
Ukulele.
Dancing flea. Dave, Bo Babe.
Jumping babe. Drunken babes. Drunken babes.
Drunken babes is different.
I'll play it for you, right? And you're going to go, shit, that's great.
I'll say the first bit.
So we go somewhere. All right, I know what you did there.
Yeah.
Over the rainbow.
Calendar date is wrong. Yeah, it is. Ian doesn't know how to work it. He doesn't know how to work it.
Ukulala.
I'll change it when the cat's not my name anymore.
First of all, let's listen to him, right? So we go to...
Also, later on in the show, we're going to show you something adorable.
What are we showing?
Darren Morris's grandparents.
Oh, yeah. That
adorable.
Somewhere over... I'm not typing. By the way, everybody that seemed to enjoy the... Rubik's Cube guy last night.
Yeah, he was charming.
Here we go. Israel Kamakonokwali. There we go. Okay, we go. Listen to this, right? So listen to him, then listen to me, and you tell me which is better.
By those kicks. You model error.
Okay, so this is someone. All right.
I've been to about 3 funerals where this got played.
Oh, gosh, sorry.
It's one of them. Hello, little darling.
The best episode was now to do with the main plot, the spider bite episode. That was one of the worst episodes. Right, I can do that. So we get the chords. Let me get the chords, right? This is how you do it. Easy. So you go like this. We're out of tune.
Patty's face when you stroke her chin is the most adorable thing.
She loves a bit of the old chokey. Ukulele tuning. Let's just tune this up, guys.
G.
Shut up. That'll do?
Yep.
That'll do, buddy. I don't need your bullshine. Here we go, right. Out of tune. We should have gone in. We've got to jump forward a little bit. Yeah, okay. We're in. Here we go, guys. Here we go. This is how you do it. Oh, no, that's the wrong. I was just thinking. All right, good. Ignore her. She's an idiot.
She farted as she left. I'm rude.
Hang on. What are the chords? F. Okay, I don't know these chords, so I'm just doing this. Okay, forget.
Just freestyling.
I'm not, I'm reading them, but I don't know them.
Okay. Like you've got like a pube court or something.
I'm out of my making love thing. Let's talk.
No, I know what he sang earlier was not for you lot.
It was a little bit blue.
It involved a coffee table.
Talk to us about our wonderful sponsors.
Oh, I like Poseidon.
Show is sponsored by Poseidon, and I'm going to play somewhere over Poseidon for them.
I like Poseidon Safety Management, and I dislike criminals. I'm on the right side of history.
I believe in well, not re-establishment, reaffirmament. Rehabilitation.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And Poseidon Safety Management are the go-betweens between the wrong path and the right path. They're wonderful. If you're in Devon and Cornwall, you want something minding, they'll do it for you. And they've got dogs. They've got big dogs, small dogs, some as big as your head. And they've also got Radar Vision, which is a CCTV thing that doesn't need any power. It powers itself. It's got a battery. So you can stick it in a field or whatever.
This is
our Poseidon. Poseidon Safe Twitter. Poseidon Safety Facebook.
Right, okay.
Poseidon Safety Management for all your safety management needs in Devon and Cornwall.
So, right, here we go. This is for Somers Waste. Okay, here we go. Go away, you go.
Somers Waste Solutions. If you want it got rid of, there you guys. 0333 577 7442. Family business, big dreams. They can take care of all sorts. They don't have to go sushi.
They can take care of your business too. Somers Waste Solutions. Info at SommersWasteSolutions.com. Have a chat with them. They can save you money. They'll also make you greener. Divorce isn't fun, but it's almost fun with Gregorian Emma's Son. glaw.co.uk, family law solicitors who won't make it any more dramatic than it already is. In fact, they will make it easier. And you may even find that your relationship with your ex improves. Not to the point where you want to stay together, but where you can tolerate each other.
How does this, just forget him for a minute.
What bit?
How does that bit go? Well, I see trees of green and red roses too.
Oh, well, that's turning into a wonderful world, isn't it? I see trees of green,
red roses too. All right, okay, and we'll say this is for 34sp.com.
Oh, I like them. Trees of green. 34sp plant trees to offset the carbon footprint they would have if they had one. They don't. I'll watch them bloom. Because they're brilliant, they're ethical, and they'll help you out with your website. So if you want a WordPress-based website, 34sp.com, use the code TLNA and you'll get that for 3 months for absolutely nothing. 34sp.com.
Clouds of white, the brightness of day. I like the night, and I think to myself.
Oh,
it's out of tune, don't we? What a wonderful world.
You know it is. It really is, boss. Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Should we have more than 645 viewers for that?
We have. We've got 648.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, that's all right then, isn't it?
Hmm.
That's all right, Mama. Oh, we missed Nigel from Maidstone. Listen to his message.
We're going
to
get sung at again.
Hi, Ian, it's Nigel. Call me back if you want me on the show a bit later, okay?
Okay, maybe we'll call you.
I look forward to hearing from you, okay. Ian. Bye, Ian. Bye.
Just you.
Why are we blurry? And why is that back? Why are those copies of The Unexplained in focus? Someone please tell me. Because I'm losing my rag. It shouldn't be that now. We should be in focus. Why is it doing that? It is unexplained. Why is it doing that? I said that earlier, it's focus on the background, you're blurry. Okay, great. You said it earlier. Brilliant, thanks. And do you have an answer as to how we can fix that? Or are you just going to point out that you said something earlier that I've only just noticed? I said it earlier. I said it a month ago. Who said it first?
Oh, I don't want to get involved, man. And also, you've knocked the balls over.
Cat's testicles. Madam? Sir?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.